Hey guys, it's Travis Cronin, Entertainment Director at Us Weekly, and you are listening to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. Today I am joined, so luckily, so blessed to be here, with our two co-hosts. We have the star of Chanel's Art Basel Party. It's Miss Gwen Flamberg.
I'm so blessed to be here with you today, Travis. Just slightly less exciting than Art Basel with Chanel in Miami, but I love being with you always.
How dare you? And the star of Sarah in Paris, streaming on her personal Instagram, Sarah Huron.
Wow, thank you so much. I know Lily Collins is very threatened by my content, but I'm happy to be back.
Great. Well, today we have royals saying quit your jobs, tragic deaths, controversial births, two stars chained together through love, a housewife rapper, and much, much more. But as always, let us please take a breath and start with the stories that made us go whoa of the week. It's the stories that really knocked us out of our little seats and, you know, shook things up. Gwen Flamberg, what made you go well this week?
Halle Berry was named Icon of the Year at the People's Choice Awards. That, like, kind of made me go whoa, but what really made me go whoa is just Halle Berry. Like, she's 55 years old. She hasn't aged. She looks exactly how she looked when she was, like, a Bond girl coming out of the ocean in that orange bikini at least 15 years ago, if not more. And I just, you know, I want to know what she's having because I'll have what she's having.
She looks real good. And I sort of did like her new Netflix movie, Bruised. It was sort of fun.
I haven't watched it yet, but I did read that she got a multi-picture deal with Netflix following Bruised. So it must be, if not amazing, people are following it and really talking about it. So God bless Halle Berry. Breaking boundaries still.
She looks incredible. She is an inspiration to us all and makes me feel hideous given my age. Sarah Huron, what made you go well this week?
Honestly, a lot made me go well while I was out of the country, and I cannot wait to get into Tristan Third Trimester Thompson because you know
yes.
I have things.
Oh, yes. Whoa.
But I'll give a shout out to The Bachelor for keeping things moving while I was gone because the promo that came out for Clayton season, Freudian slip because they remind me of each other, Clayton season is incredible work. No one wanted Clayton to be The Bachelor. No one has understood why he's gotten this gig. But then they released this promo where they pretty much spoiled the entire season because they show who he goes to the fantasy suite with because you hear him say, I was intimate with all of you. And he tells them that at a rose ceremony. They're crying on the stairs. I mean, he says, I love you to multiple people. This is what I need. I think they picked Clayton because he's going to be a bad bachelor, which is exactly what I want. Peter the Pilot vibes, a little bit of Ben Higgins saying, I love you to two women. And while we need a bachelorette to hopefully be able to pick someone to stay with them, we need a bachelor to mess stuff up and to really go there. And I think that's why they gave Clayton this gig. And I take back everything I said. I cannot wait for January 3rd.
Happy for you guys and your bachelor pod being entertaining again.
Yes. Oh, of course, go listen to Here for the Right Reasons if you want a longer recap, but you know, definitely made me go whoa.
There it is. Well, my woe this week was, you know, it doesn't seem that woe-ish, but was Kim Kardashian last night at the People's Choice Awards thanking Kanye West for her fashion game. She started, which we love to hear her admit it, I am honestly so humbled to be here. I started off as a closet organizer and a stylist, yada, yada, yada. And then she continued, so thank you, Kanye, for really introducing me to the fashion world. I fell in love with fashion. This is a dream getting to wake up and wear these amazing clothes and try new things. Take a risk. I'm so humbled. Now, this made me go, whoa, just because she is moved on and dating somebody. I forget who's dating. No, I don't. She's dating Pete Davidson. It's all I think about. And Kanye is trying to get her back. So her sort of like acknowledging him and thanking him really just added to the confusion that is the media corporation that is Kim Kardashian. So thank you, Kim. Can't wait to see what happens with those two crazy kids.
Speaking of that, whoa, I'm sorry, Travis, but you just inspired another major, major whoa that I had this week, which is, did you guys see Pete Davidson and MGK stripped down together into their Calvins?
Did I see
Girl,
it?
Girl, you know it's on the news list that I sent you. We are talking
about
it.
We're
going
to get into it. We're going to get into it. We're going to get into it. But you guys, I mean, that made me go, whoa. And tell my friend, a lot would come between me and those Calvins. Basically everything. Anyway, go ahead.
let us get into the news of the week. And luckily for Sarah Huron, we are starting with Tristan third trimester Thompson. He has done it again. A hat trick of, you know, baby mamas and cheating on women who are pregnant. He can't stop. If you haven't heard, Tristan third trimester Thompson, baby daddy and on and off again boyfriend of Khloe Kardashian, is involved in another paternity suit. And he's real, real pissed about it, guys. So Tristan filed an emergency gag order request this past Monday in an attempt to prevent his alleged baby mama, Maralee Nichols, from taking their paternity suit even more public than it is. Please don't gag her. We want to hear. He filed the request in Harris County, Texas, 3 days after the news of the lawsuit went public. In this filing that we snatched, he claims that the personal trainer who is claiming to be his baby mama has, quote, her intention all along was trying to achieve some type of notoriety and gain for herself in this lawsuit. Tristan Thompson alleges that Maralee, inclusion of Snapchat messages that were between the two of them, which he denies ever even sending, was an attempt to smear him and are wholly and clearly fabricated. It's already getting messy, and Tristan Thompson just apparently has more baby mamas and is making his current baby mamas real, real sad. Sarah Huron, why are you not surprised? What are your thoughts on this surprising but also not surprising news?
I mean, listen, there is a few important factors here. Is it shocking that Tristan Thompson cheated on Khloe again? Absolutely not. Is it a little bit surprising that he wasn't smart enough to be a little safer with, you know, his clear unprotected sex that he's going around having? No. I mean, like, it's so upsetting to me, and I love Khloe, but it's like, this is it. Like, if she dates Tristan again, I don't know what I'm going to do, but we need to give her an intervention. Like, it's wildly upsetting to me. And what's the worst part about all of this is this child that was born. In the court documents, there is this alleged text that Tristan sent to this woman, where he says, quote, my feelings haven't changed at all. I won't be involved at all. BTW, if you think having this baby is going to make you some money, it's completely wrong. You are aware I'm retiring after this season. So in terms of support, it will be whatever is required monthly for someone who's unemployed. All you will have is a baby with a father who has zero involvement with the child and a few hundred dollars of child support a month. Like, Tristan, you have two kids, Prince with you, the first woman you had kids with, True with Khloe. Like, now you're going to have a third child running around and just totally say, I want no involvement. Like, I think obviously this was trying to be a scare tactic so this wouldn't become public and Khloe wouldn't have to know about this third kid. But in your heart of hearts, you know you have a third kid running around. Like, that's just trash, trash, trash.
Totally.
It's really not a good look. Gwen, read
him. I really wonder what Kris Jenner thinks about this. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall of that Calabasas manse when Kris Jenner found out about this. You know, Khloe was front and center at People's Choice Awards last night, looking like a dang mermaid. She looks beautiful. She looked okay. You know, she seemed happy for Kim. I don't think she had her usual sparkle, but she certainly is not, like, taken to her bed with this news. And the reason why, I think, is because I think that this is the behavior that she's always expected from him. And I don't understand why they are pushing the narrative that she might want to have another kid with him, because this guy he's not going to be your husband. He might be your baby daddy. He's not going to be your husband.
But what's so interesting also is because, like, on the last season of The Kardashians, it was, like, talk of surrogacy and stuff. And even though they weren't officially together, I think she just wanted her kids to be full siblings and she wanted to give True a sibling. And we had heard, you know, they were, like, talking to circuits and stuff. So there's probably some frozen embryos out there. And it's like, will Khloe move forward with those? What does she do with that? She's getting older. She's not the kind of person who's going to cut Tristan off. That's how I feel. So he's always going to, like, be around. But imagine being that third kid, or even his oldest son, like the Prince. Like, I'm always wondering, like, what they think about the Kardashians. And there's just so many layers to that. And he's trying to get the suit moved from California to Texas because that's going to, like, lower whatever he has to do. Like, he's just slimy. Yes. And I don't trust him. And I just want to know what's going to be on the Hulu show, because he's still filming. Agreed. And the Hulu show's whole thing was supposed to be, like, maybe a more serious vibe. But like, we've had Astroworld. We've had this paternity suit. We've had the Kim, Kanye, Pete stuff. We have Kravis. Like, if they don't give us everything like the way they did in Kardashians, I'm also going to like freak out. So I have expectations here, and there's a lot that's been going down in between filming Kardashians and Hulu and whatever. So I'm going to need that show soon, and I'm going to need all of those topics to be covered. And I don't care about Kim's journey as a lawyer. I need to know everything else.
Since the show is on Hulu and not network television, I have really high hopes that it's going to be the soap opera that it should be.
I hope
I'm
so.
Really hopeful.
Sarah, are you worried that the Kardashians are not going to be overexposed with their personal lives on their television show? Because that is one worry I think we never have to worry about.
I never was, but then everything I read about the Hulu show is like them wanting to kind of make the narrative, like Kim, like it's like a more serious side of them. Like, I don't want, maybe they'll just be less like gags about buying Chris chickens or something. So yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
But maybe I think that's what it means.
Be more documentary style. And because, I mean, if so, this is the perfect stuff because it's all much more serious topics than probably happened in the last couple of years. So I think
it will be a bit more of a docu-series.
Yeah, less about like buying pigs and pulling pranks and more just about their dramatic life. That you're right. Thanks for giving us that Kardashian rundown. They have had a really rough couple of months.
They live rent free in my brain, clearly.
Clearly. You're like on September 21st. Just like the Kardashians, we're going to move on to a little bit more serious subject matter that is so sad this week. Nick Cannon, his son Zen has died from brain cancer at just 5 months old. Nick Cannon announced this devastating news on his talk show on Tuesday, breaking down his tears as he detailed his son's private health battle with, I can't even pronounce it, and a tumor. Nick said, I always noticed he had a cough, so I wanted to check it out. He said he always had this real interesting breathing by the time he was 2 months old, and I noticed he had a nice size head. I called it the Cannon head. I know Cannon and Alyssa Scott, who is the mother of Zen, welcomed him in July, and the family learned that Zen, who is Cannon's seventh child, has been building up fluid in his brain that turned out to be a malignant tumor. And there is just nothing sadder than baby brain cancer. There is nothing sadder. This story was so tragic, and really our hearts go out to Nick Cannon.
It's so super sad. I read that they took Zen to the beach on like his last day or the day before his last day. And the saddest thing is to lose a child, and especially a little infant that just never really blossomed into anything. It's just so super sad. Now, my question, and Travis, you may know this.
Yeah.
Is Nick Cannon with Alyssa Scott? Are they together? Because he has so many baby mamas out there. Yeah.
They're not. No, not at all. Not for many months since the summer now.
Oh, so sad. I feel terribly sad for her.
I do too.
I feel terribly sad for her. This is just really, really tragic. And Nick Cannon, even though he, you know, as I said, has many, many baby mamas, this guy has a lot of heart. He just has a lot of love to give. And I feel really sad for both of them. This is tragic.
Me too. And it was, you know, just to lighten the mood a little bit. The day before on his talk show, he had that like huge, let's say, look up the picture in the front area. Things were bulging a little bit on the day before.
Oh, I saw it.
And that was the big story. And then sadly, this tragic news happened. Nothing more I can say. It is so tragic. Sorry to Alyssa Scott and Nick Cannon, to say the least. And let us move on to Gwen. Yeah, you're right. Machine Gun Kelly and Pete Davidson did an Instagram Live for Calvin Klein. And it was clearly in the contract negotiations, which I would have liked to have been in the room for, that they stripped down to their underwear. Hashtag in my Calvins. I don't even want to talk too much because I want to hear your favorite highlights. Sarah Huron, what did you think watching the beautiful mess that is our current pop culture system, you know, with these two dudes?
I mean, listen, what a duo these two are. I think it's so interesting that they're getting involved in like a Calvin, like a brand that's, you know, obviously really popular, and that Pete is now dating Kim, and like he's in the fashion world. We've kind of seen Machine Gun Kelly dabble in that. We had the bizarre chain nails this week with Megan Fox too. So listen, I'm one of those people who just enjoy seeing these two together. Was it weird? Yes. Did it make me uncomfortable? Sure. Did I smile through the whole thing? Yes. That's really all I have to say.
I did too. Gwen Flamberg, what are your thoughts as a, you know, fashion beauty expert on this Instagram Live with these two BFFs?
Kind of creeped out, like actually completely creeped out. I thought that it was really hilariously funny. I loved, you know, that this is a direction that Calvin Klein is going in because I feel like it really modernizes the brand.
Yeah.
But as I said, you know, I looked at those images and I thought, everything will get between me and those Calvins. Like there is nothing that I want there. But I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was kind of hilarious and pretty cool.
Make it her new Instagram bio, quote, there is nothing that I want there in this. it was fun. These two guys are friends, but the uncomfortable nature of them stripping down to their underwear and talking about pre-fluffing and all of that was just...
A lot.
It was a lot. It was a lot, but you know, that is
the point. So
I think
we're talking about it.
And that is definitely the point.
They're hotter together. Like, is that what, like, I always was, you know, I'm an
MG. I agree.
And when I see some photos, I'm like, oh God, I need to take it back. Then I see other pictures of him and I'm like, I'm all in again. Both of them together, it just kind of works in this weird way. I don't know.
It does.
It makes me uncomfortable in a good way.
Yeah, somehow they're like both like emo-ness sort of balance each other out and they don't look as strange in this world that we're living in when they're on their own.
I just thought that it was really funny and it was kind of like, you know, remember when Adele did her first Instagram Live, which by the way, I think was authentic, like her kind of confusion and her energy. And, you know, this was kind of a ripoff of that. So at the very beginning, I was kind of eye rolling, but I don't know. I'm not into either one of those two, but I think you're absolutely right, Sarah Herron, that together they are like a power duo.
Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox attended an event in LA this week, and they were literally chained together at the nails. And I'm just going to, you know, put this out there because I assume it's everyone's first question. How do they pee and poop? Is that the first question that everyone had? Because that is my first question. Do they pee together? What if it's a bigger issue? Do they go together? I assume that that is the point of the chain, that they can do anything together, but it made me very uncomfortable thinking about them using the bathroom chained at the nails.
I assume there's a hook in the chain they could take off, but I don't think these two want to ever be apart from each other. So I guess that they don't mind.
Yeah.
Who is the celebrity that had the double toilet bathroom?
Oh, Megan Trainor and the Spy Kid.
Yeah, so they could hold hands, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe they like went over to her house.
Maybe. That's so good.
It's so strange. And if there is a hook, I think these two were living in the gimmick all night and stayed chained together, which is beautifully horrifying. But luckily, Megan Fox captioned their photo, a Hot Topic couture. So thank you for being able to laugh at yourself and seeing yourself, Megan Fox.
Yes.
And remember that MGK just launched a line of nail polish.
Yes, he did. Yes,
and if you guys aren't familiar with the line, go to usmagazine.com/stylish and read all about it.
Let us talk about Rebel Wilson, because the world, the country has been obsessed with her weight because she was such a character actor as sort of the heavier best friend. But now she is talking about that her management team was not supportive of her 2020 fitness journey that led to her losing over 70 pounds. Rebel Wilson said, I got a lot of pushback from my own team, actually, here in Hollywood. When I said, okay, I'm going to do this year of health. I'm really going to physically transform and change my life. Her team says, why? Why would you do that? Because I was earning millions of dollars being the funny fat girl and being in that position. She continued and said, I knew deep down inside that some of this emotional eating behaviors I was doing were not healthy. Like, I did not need a tub of ice cream every night. I mean, debatable. It depends what kind of night it is. And that was kind of numbing my emotions using food, which wasn't the healthiest thing. She says, I think I was dealing with not being a natural performer and having to perform every day and the pressure and internal stress to be able to perform like that. But she also said that Oprah was one of her heroes in her weight loss journey. She says, Oprah, is one of my heroes. She is certainly struggling with eating issues, and I would always watch her episode when she spoke about that. When I first started, and she, of course, started this when she first started looking into fertility stuff, and the doctor was like, hey, if you lose some weight, you got more chances. And I just think it's rough that she can't, like, be healthy without her team sort of getting mad at it. And she looks great. She looks good, big, skinny. We love you, Rebel Wilson. Let's move on to Prince Harry, guys. Did you see what he said this week? Prince Harry believes it is important for people to work at jobs that they enjoy, and leaving a miserable career is good for one's health. He did an interview with Fast Company magazine. I know y'all are subscribers. And Prince Harry, who quit his own job as the senior member of the royal family in 2021, said that job resignations... 2020 job resignations during the pandemic, quote, aren't all that bad. He says, in fact, it is a sign that with self-awareness comes the need for change. Many people around the world have been stuck in jobs that don't bring them joy, and now they're putting their mental health and happiness first. This is something to be celebrated. Harry added that the horde of people who left their jobs in the pandemic inspired a much needed cultural shift. He says, well, on the surface, it looks like the last couple of years has brought all these issues to the foreground. The reality is these struggles and issues have been brewing for quite some time. We're just at the beginning of the mental health awakening. This work has never been more important because people are finally paying attention. You know, does Prince Harry telling you to quit your job inspiring, a little disheartening? What did you guys think about it?
So here's the thing. You know, we know that it's been kind of like the great resignation of 2021. Like, the pandemic pushed people to be really introspective about what they want in their lives. And it's a very millennial thing to, you know, we're in a gig economy, to believe that you can go out on your own. Prince Harry going out on his own when he's got millions in the bank is very different than, you know, some kid in Bushwick who's going to be inspired by Prince Harry. So I think that while Prince Harry likes to be the cheerleader for his generation, he needs to slow his roll a little bit, because he has great influence on people, and not everybody can make it on their own. They don't have the bank account, the fame, you know, the actress on their arm to make money. So that's what I think, though I still love Prince Harry, but I think that he's like, he needs to chill out a little bit. He needs to come down to earth. If you really want to be living on earth with us mortals, Harry, come on down. Come on down. It's like The Price is Right, but, you know, reality-based.
I agree, Gwen. I think anytime a celebrity, like, gives certain advice, it's like, okay, well, you know, that's lovely for you, but I don't know if I have the option to not have a salary this week, you know? But I think, you know, there's also different spectrums, and whether, you know, your job is an unhealthy, toxic work environment, if you can afford to leave that, I think you obviously should, but not everyone has the privilege to just up and quit their job and wait for the next one to come around. When I was in the UK, I couldn't stop asking people if they liked Meghan Markle. It's just...
What did the streets tell you, Sarah?
What did you get?
Cab driver, right when I got there, had the best response. I asked him, and he simply said, "Who?" He threw some J-Lo Mariah Carey shade when I said, "How do you feel about Meghan Markle?" So I love God. That.
Like an old I love a London cab driver. There's nothing better.
Yes. So that was that was the consensus I got. You know, they're still not so pleased about her over there.
A true, I don't know her.
I was like, wow, I've been here for 5 minutes and I'm never leaving.
Oh God. Well, Sarah, I hope you also asked them about PK.
PK. Oh my God. I wish. This is wild
you
too.
You should have. Because Paul PK Kemsley, husband of Dorit Kemsley of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, in case you didn't know, was arrested for DUI in November after having a glass of wine at dinner and driving on the 101.
Glass of wine in quotes.
I know. He blew a .081, so I'm not a scientist. I don't know if that's one glass of wine or much, much more.
I'm sure that's a little bit more.
It sounds like a little bit more to me. He was held at the station for an hour and driven home by the California Highway Patrol. He was met by former officers of the LAPD who were guarding his residence after he was a victim of a home invasion. And I really think this works to his credit, because when you're, like, robbed in the middle of the night and your family and your wife and your children are terrified, I mean, there's no appropriate time for a DUI. You should always call an Uber. Don't drive. But if there's going to be an appropriate time to get one, it is after a home invasion. We totally get it. Again,
I don't get it at all. You have plenty of money. Call the Uber, freaking PK. I mean, call production. They'll get you your car home. Clearly, the Kemsley family has been through a lot. The cameras are rolling on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So it's going to be an interesting season. And thankfully, no one was hurt. So we can, take it as a storyline versus a tragedy. But yeah.
Exactly.
You're way too old for this. This is not a time, call a freaking car.
It's never worth it.
Call a car.
PK, catch you. Well, I'm not going to call a car, but I am going to call for a celebrity birthday boxing mania.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Well, we have four celebrities who are about to enter the ring in their most glittered, fantastic robes and boxing gloves. Gwen Flamberg, we're starting with you.
Okay.
Mayim Bialik, 46 years old this week, versus Real Housewives of Atlanta star NeNe Leakes, 55 this week.
This is a situation when Mayim Bialik's gigantic brain is just not going to help her. I feel like they would get in the ring and she would start throwing facts and quizzing NeNe on various, questions, playing Jeopardy host, and NeNe would just grab her hair, drag her down, maybe step on her face, and then box her right out of the ring.
Oh, God. So sorry, Blossom. This was not your arena. Goodbye. Thank you for coming. Now, Sarah Heron, we have I know this battle is going to be personal and tough for you. So thank you in advance for working through this. We have iconic singer of Sneaker Night, Vanessa Hudgens, who is 33 this week, versus Adam Brody, who is 42 this week.
Wow, that is hard. Seth Cohen and Baby V?
Yes. It's not easy for you. Yeah, not easy for you this week.
Oh, my God. I love Seth Cohen and / Adam Brody so much. I really, really do. But Baby V, she's just a fighter. Remember when she was canceled at the beginning of coronavirus? And now she's on billboards in Times Square times three because she plays three characters in her new Christmas movie. 'Tis the season for Vanessa Hudgens to get another victory.
Oh, congratulations to the Princess Switch, Princess Switch 2, and Switchier Switch Princess 3, Vanessa Hudgens. All right, Gwen Flamberg, it is a star of the Princess Switch, Vanessa Hudgens, 33, versus NeNe Leakes, who is 55.
This is a tough one. It's a real tough one, you guys. And I had the pleasure of meeting Vanessa Hudgens this summer on a boat going to Capri. I didn't know it was her. She wanted to shake my hand. It was in the height right before the Delta pandemic.
She struggles with COVID.
She does.
And I was like, yeah, I was like, I'm not shaking hands. We're in a pandemic. And then she went and sat at the front of the boat. So I couldn't really tell how scrappy she was because she didn't really try to fight me. But I still think NeNe would take this one. Vanessa would be posing for pictures in a really adorable boxing outfit that for sure would be exposing her fabulous midriff. And while she was taking the picture, NeNe would just swoop in and with an undercut, take her out.
Well, congratulations, NeNe Leakes, 55 years old. You have done it. You've taken out some very stiff competition this week, NeNe. Don't take it lightly. Well, thank you to NeNe for boxing her damnedest today. And thank you to my hosts, Sarah and Gwen, for helping me spill all of this piping hot snippy tea. This week, again, this is Travis Horton on Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast with your weekly peek into the glamour, glitter, fashion, fame of your favorite celebrities. Because after all, they're just like us. We'll get it next time. Well, thank you guys. We'll be back next week with a year in review talking about, the hottest stories of the Us Weekly Hot Hollywood Hottest Stories. So join us for that and we'll see you next week.